KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is Newsflash. Don't get crushed. So try to avoid the rush. Funky Duck.
Just show some love. Because this is, I know everybody likes singing with Pete, but I learned this song from Pete and it'd be almost the same thing. So, now I know, I've been watching Pete now for a few years and he does something I can't do, which is he sings the songs twice at the same time. That's what we were talking about before, celery consciousness. And Pete can do it. It's the same, it's, he sings the song once in front of the song, and then once with everybody. That's hard. So I'm gonna try it, but first let's do it the normal way, which is the way we all learned stuff in school. Now I know people want to forget about that, because you don't figure you can learn anything that way, but it's wrong. You've been learning new ways to learn stuff, and it don't work. Right? So, go back to the old way. It's the old, what they call the boring method. And you learn songs like this. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. And you have to say it like this. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Now, don't just sit there. You have to do it with us. It really works. You're going to walk away tonight from this show, and if there's one thing in your head, it's not going to be, where are we going to go tonight, honey? It's going to be inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Then it goes, gonna mulch it deep and low. Gonna mulch it deep and low. Gonna make it fertile ground. Gonna make it fertile ground. That's good. Let's get that far. Here we go. You don't sing it like that. You just learn it like it. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna make it deep and low. Gonna mulch it deep and low. Gonna make it fertile. Here we go. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Then it goes like this. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Here we go. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep, oh, we didn't go that far. There it goes. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Okay? Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Okay, inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow, gonna mulch it deep and low, make it for a ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please let the season low, please keep it safe, low, the rain comes tumbling down. Here we go. Get the pattern established here. Okay, now, with some people, most people can learn a song that way. Now, we'll also put in the Pete way. So I'll sing it in front of, I'll sing it during the front line. So don't listen to me, really. Because I'll be singing a different line, trying to, you know, do it the other way. Okay. Oh, wait. Inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low. So, please keep them safe below. The rain comes tumbling down. In weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Need a place to call my own, cause the time is close at hand. Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low. Gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless me, see my soul. Please bless me, see my soul. Thank you. say prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her loving care. Old crow watching from a tree, he's got his hungry eye on me. In my garden, I'm as free as that feather deep up there.
Public Garden by Robert Lowell.
The Public Garden. Burnished, burned out, still burning as the year you lead me to our stamping ground. The city and its cruising cars surround the public garden. All's alive. The children crowding home from school at five, punting a football in the bricky air. The sailors and the pickups under trees with Latin labels, and the jaded flock of swan boats paddles to its dock. The park is drying. Dead leaves thicken to a ball inside the basin of a fountain where the heads of four stone lions stare and suck on empty faucets. Night deepens. From the arched bridge we see the shedding park-bound mallards, how they keep circling and diving in the lantern light, searching for something hidden in the muck. And now the moon, Earth's friend that cared so much for us and cared so little, comes again, always a stranger. As we walk, it lies like chalk over the waters. Everything's aground. Remember summer? Bubbles filled the fountain and we splashed, we drowned in Eden, while Jehovah's grass-green lyre was rustling all about us in the leaves that gurgled by us. Turning upside down, the fountain's failing waters flash around the garden. Nothing catches fire.
This is an immensely evocative poem for me, especially as I remember spending many childhood Thanksgivings with relatives in Boston, walking in the public garden after dinner, soaking up the last bits of autumn. I know the garden well in every season from my years at college in Cambridge, and there isn't a detail Lowell touches that isn't absolutely precisely so. This is a place poem that does its job, like William Blake's London, or even Matthew Arnold's Dover Beach. The poets want you to close your eyes and see it and smell it, relying on the particular details they suggest. In the course of the poem, day ends, night comes, the moon rises, and most every image of the life of the garden, schoolchildren, sailors, mallards, the stone lions, the fountain, is exquisitely invoked. If you'd never laid eyes on the public garden, you could paint a picture in your mind that is instantly familiar. Punting a football in the bricky air, and sailors under trees with Latin labels. This is a communal gathering place of extraordinary beauty, as it was the first botanical garden in the country, which explains the Latin labels on the trees. Burnished, burned out, still burning. What a description of a particular moment of the spent season with its shining autumnal glow. The drying up of leaves and fountains, the closing down of the activities of the garden, then, remember summer, when water flowed and gurgled and splashed, and that stunning final line, hearkening back to the burning in the first line, nothing catches fire. I feel for the tortured soul of Lowell, the New England Puritan. He's full of joys to express, joys to be denied, and a sense of predestined finality, even within the confines of this short poem. But I can't help enjoy my own experience of the public garden, far more in the vein of Keats's To Autumn. I relish the fact that summer passes and autumn comes, bringing its own culminating beauty. Some favorite poems by Robert Lowell: The Quaker Graveyard in Nantucket, Skunk Hour, The Lesson, For the Union Dead, and Dolphin. Listen to the audio recording of Robert Lowell and John Berryman reading selections of their works, Life Studies and 77 Dream Songs, respectively. It's amazing.
Thank you. listening to Postcards on your public radio station, KUAC-FM, Fairbanks, a listener-supported service of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's 33 minutes past the hour of 6. We're a little past the midway in the program. Happy to tell you what you have been listening to. Good Day Sunshine is where we started, even though that kind of passed. That was the Beatles, of course. Haley Reinhart came next with Sunny Afternoon. That was featuring Scott Bradley's Jukebox. And then Lucas Nelson came in with Turn Off the News and Build a Garden. Everybody needs a break once in a while. And then we went into Garden Song from Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger with Arlo's spin on it. After that, a Robert Lowell poem, The Public Garden, read by Billy Connolly, but explained by, oh dear, a famous actor whose name has just escaped me. I had it in my head a minute ago. Strawberry Moonrise followed after that with I'm With Her off their new release, Wild and Clear and Blue. Sherry Elf followed with In the Gardener, and then we heard Courtney Barnett for Avant Gardener. For all of those out there like me who are so not enjoying the pollen counts at the moment with birch and other stuff. Behind my voice is Water Gardens. This is Bela Fleck, Ji Bing Chen, and V.M. Bhatt. Just a moment, we'll be moving on to some more gardeny things. Do stay tuned for that. And between now and then, let me remind you that the Tanana Valley Watershed Association is inviting local artists to submit designs to the 2025 Storm Drain Art Contest in downtown Fairbanks until Saturday, May 24th. At midnight. Please email your proposed artwork with a title, a short description, and your contact information to tvwatershed@gmail.com. Artists will paint selected designs on Saturday, June 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information is available at tvwatershed.org/enterstormdraincontest. It's currently 56 degrees. The internet is telling me a light rain is falling in Fairbanks. A friend tells me there's quite a bit of rain falling around Fairbanks, complete with some thunder. I understand we are off line. We're off the air in a few areas. If you are listening through an alternate means, hang in there. We'll be back on, I am sure, fairly shortly. The alternate ways of listening, of course, are on the internet. Our app makes it very easy. You can get it wherever you get your apps, just for the KUAC app. And, of course, on air, once the antennas are functioning properly. We are looking for more scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening before 1 a.m., then isolated showers between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low of around 42. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm later in the evening, and chance of precipitation. It says here 50%, but it's happening right now. Tomorrow, showers are likely mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy skies with a high near 61 tomorrow, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60% tomorrow.
In an octopus's garden in the shade, he'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves. Resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe.
We would be so happy, you and me.
No one there to tell us what to do.
I'd like to be under the sea.
of Samson and Peace Tree.
Summer best. You can eat fresh corn from Daddy's garden, and okra, and greens, and cabbage, and lots of barbecue and buttermilk, and homemade ice cream at the church picnic, and listen to gospel music outside at the church homecoming, and go to the mountains with your grandmother, and go barefooted, and be warm all the time, not only when you go to bed and sleep.
We'll be right back. taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. When I don't know the answers and search for the truth, and hope that my judgment will carry me through. I'm so grateful for the people I have in my life. They help me to do what is right. They help me to do what is right. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will end. Tonight, I pray for my friends. I've lost long way. We drifted apart, or they've been called away. I hold them so close in my heart here tonight. They're dear to my heart for all time. They're dear to my heart for all time. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will end. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will end. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Yes, tonight, I pray for my friends.
Every day, Public Radio is here for you. Covering the news, arts, and music is what makes public radio so important, but it isn't possible without federal funding. Visit protectmypublicmedia.org and contact Congress to make sure public radio stays.
It's important. Go there and do that if public broadcasting is important to you. We started off for this half of the hour with Octopus's Garden, of course. That was the Beatles. The Gardens of Samson and Beasley came after that from Pink Martini. Then we had a brief poem from Nikki Giovanni, I Like Summer Best. Royal Garden Blues, that was a live version, came from the Kermit Ruffins Big Band. And then Molly Tuttle gave us Million Miles.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.